This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%. Oh my God. 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
So I was talking to a slag and I say, Lacey, you fucking cunt, I need a fag to smoke and we're gonna get...
There I was with my minge out and I thought to myself, what in the bloody hell is happening here?
Uh-oh. And my dad said, you better get back of the chimney. And I said, can I please have some more?
More chimney, please.
More chimney, please.
You're listening to Drag Her. The one and only RuPaul's recap pod race, rag race.
The one and only repod race, Jack.
On the whole internet, I'm Mono Agapian.
I'm Nicole Byer.
Okay. Yes.
I was trying to think of something silly and it truly didn't come to me. No, yeah. It was a real nightmare.
I've been there.
My head was fully empty.
Oh, my brain's struggling.
I was working on this thing last week and we were looking for alts. The writers had pitched alts and then me and two other funny people were going back and forth with our alts, and they're like, Nicole? And I was like, and I knew the moment was coming for them to be like, Nicole? And I truly couldn't think of one funny thing. And then I said it, and then everyone was like, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like this week's challenge when like there was a couple of these head-off jokes where I was like, I can do better than that.
Yes.
And I literally made myself write one down, and I was like, it is hard.
It is hard hard off the cuff to come up with a very good joke. I mean, we'll get into that.
We will.
I cannot believe the one that won.
That's agitation, honey. So let's quick little bullet points to talk about Drag Her before we dig into the first episode of UK.
Hulu.
Go to Hulu because guess what? All Stars 1 is finally available on Hulu. So you can finally catch up. Listen to the old episodes that are now done.
So now you have to go back in time, listen to the old episode of All Stars, and then watch it on Hulu.
And there's a bunch of awesome Untucked seasons up there too, like the Untucked from season 4, which has been non-existent on the internet for years, and now it's just on Hulu.
I really hope Viacom just puts all their stuff on Hulu. I don't want them to have their app. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they have BET Plus or whatever, but I'm like, don't. Just put it on Hulu.
Do Hulu.
Just do a deal with Hulu.
Do Hulu. Get the ad money.
Then we can watch people's Like, it's hard to watch people's specials on Comedy Central. Their app, for me, is not great.
No.
Just put it all on Hulu.
And I'll watch the stupid ads that play 800 times. I'll deal with it. The one that's the Chevrolet commercial that's like, California soul.
I like the ones where they're like, these are real people. And they're like, push a car. Oh, this Chevrolet is a good car. Yeah. I just found out about cars.
Yeah, and they're like, did you know that this won 18 awards that we made up?
Awards for cars? I just know what a car was.
Okay, I'll buy this. I already have a car, but I'll buy this car now. And one other thing I want to say is, in case you want to catch up and you want to watch Drag Race UK with us,
yes,
watch it on WOW Presents
WOW
Plus.
WOW Presents Plus.
You can get a free month.
Yes.
And you could get then one more month for $4. And that's $4 for the whole season.
It's only $4 a month?
It's only $4 a month.
Then I should stop using your login.
No, use my login. Don't you ever stop using my login.
For whatever reason, I was like, this is too much for me.
No, I want the most money ecked out of my login. And this is literally, this is like 2019 charity. Is giving people your logins.
Yes.
That's like the equivalent of like Jesus touching a leper.
Yes.
It's the same amount of generous.
It's the same amount of generosity.
When someone gives you a cable login,
oh my God, I use my aunt's. She was so kind to me. It's so dumb because now I have cable.
Yeah.
But I need to get rid of cable. It's too much.
My ex-roommate's boyfriend's.
That's funny.
Droob's.
That's so funny.
Isn't that funny?
I mean, but also when you say ex-roommate, you make it sound like it's been years and years. Killy moved out
a month ago. But it's been hell on fucking
earth. Have they
had
a housewarming?
No.
They need to.
They do. Invite us over.
Yeah,
one other
Killy,
thing is,
invite us over.
Invite
sure
us over,
listen.
Killy. And the other thing is, they will be airing on Logo, it appears, but a week late. So I think like the first episode's going to be on Logo next week.
Here's the tea.
What's the tea, girl?
Did not realize Logo was still a channel.
Ooh!
I thought when Drag Race
went to the funeral?
Moved to VH1.
Right.
I thought that was like, oh, rest in peace, Logo.
Right. They're still playing reruns of Golden Girls, I guess.
Okay.
I mean.
Okay, Logo.
I know. That was tough. Because I mean, like Logo was either going to get bigger or smaller, and it's
and
probably
And I wish
smaller.
They had just. I mean, I don't want to talk shit about Logo, but I mean, just put some good gay content up there.
I bet it's tough. Yeah, we can do better than Noah's Ark, which was Rock-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo. So should we dig into the ep, Nicole?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Okay, wait, can I just say, I feel like on the American version, you see their names more often.
Yeah.
To learn their names.
Yeah.
You see it once in the intro, and then we're in the workroom, and we don't see it again. And I was thoroughly frustrated because I was trying to take notes.
Right. It's wild. I overly familiarized myself, I feel, with the Meet the Queen. But even still, a couple times, I was like,
that's hard. But first, we have walking into the workroom. I didn't write down their catchphrases, did you?
I tried to some of them. I think Bag of Chips walks in first and she says, love a good sausage and I love to be covered in daddy sauce. I wonder if daddy's, okay,
that's
yeah.
That's cum.
Yeah. No,
definitely
I know.
Definitely cum,
I just
mono.
Didn't know if there was a double meaning.
No.
Like, is there a condiment in the
sausages
UK called daddy sauce?
Dick. Oh. No. Oh, I see.
I didn't know if that, I was clear it was a cum joke.
Oh, okay.
I was pretty clear.
I wrote Bag of Chips is wild.
Yes.
I like Bag of Chips.
I immediately was like,
leopard.
Subtitles. Yes. Where's the subtitles?
I like that leopard print ensemble.
I liked
it. It was cute. I thought her whole look was cute.
And the sleek wig actually worked really well on her.
I'm liking these slick back wigs that these queens are wearing. I feel like it's I don't go to a ton of drag shows anymore, but on Instagram, I'm a creepin'. I feel like Aquaria was not the first one, but she was wearing them a lot, a short, slick back wig. Someone, you could tell me I'm wrong. Please do. I don't mind being corrected about
these
things.
I've seen it on some queens. Like Brooklyn, of course, but she was after her,
yes.
And at least in our eyes. Maybe even Pheromone. We'll give Pheromone some credit.
Okay.
I've seen her do that with her blondes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's exciting.
I like it.
It's exciting because like classically they say like you shouldn't do that because
you
should
the hair.
Proportionize your face, your man face.
Yes, proportionize, Eureka TM.
TM.
Right? That means trademarked?
Yes.
I wonder if Eureka's trademarked.
C-Circle. That means copyrighted, right?
Oh, C-Circle. Yes.
R-Circle?
Yes.
Tiny R?
R-Circle means rectum. So, the next queen who walked in, I don't...
Wait, I want to say one more thing.
Oh, okay.
She's like, she said, I think her little Chiron said she's 29.
Really?
Honey. Honey. Did I misread it? Because I think it said 29, and I just want to be fair and say no.
Well, white people age rapidly.
Oh, and I
thought she was a little older, too. I thought she was in her 30s.
Okay, but maybe it said 39.
I did not clock the age.
I clocked it just because I've seen her in person, too. But I just want to ask, she references Coronation Street, and I couldn't tell if that is a filthy place in the UK.
Yeah, it's hard to know the references. Yeah,
very hard. So just to stay on that tune, we're going to introduce this new segment called Text a Tart.
Yes.
It's kind of like phone a friend.
Yes.
And the tart we're texting is Kirby Howell Baptiste.
Kirby Howell Baptiste.
Hella
successful.
You can watch
her on Women Who Kill. She's just cast in the new Cruella de Vil movie.
She's Anita
in the last
Darling.
Season. I know. Isn't that wild?
I love it.
She's also in the last season of The Good Place. So you can catch Kirby everywhere. She's on Barry.
Everywhere.
Truly. Our friend is blowing the fuck up. And I'm so proud. It's so nice to see a nice black friend on a billboard.
It really is. She's the most deserving, kind, giving person
Wonderful.
I know. And there's some fun words I had to have her clarify, like the word trollop.
Yes.
Which is apparently an accidental slut.
I like that. I like that because that means someone was just like, I'm going to go out and party. And then a dude's like, let's fuck. And you're like, what? Okay.
Yeah.
I
was a trollop.
I expect this.
Yeah. Do you think you're a trollop?
No.
Or
I've
a purposeful
been
slut?
A very purposeful slut. Mm-hmm. I have always left my house with a plan to get my pussy smashed.
You gotta be ready.
If you stay ready, you don't
you ain't
gotta
got to
get ready.
And if you know your pussy's right, you're more excited to get the dick.
Yes. Also, I prepare my puss.
Yeah.
I shave just where mouths go.
Yeah. I bet that
happened too. I can't be bothered to shave where no mouth is going. Are you kidding
right?
me?
I can't have that extra confidence if I know my dick has the day-long residue on it.
Oh, do you just wash your dick?
No, I wash it all, but I'm saying, like, my confidence level is affected. If I'm like, my dick is about... has about 6 hours stink on it.
Have you ever sucked a dirty dick?
Yes.
Me too. And it's bad.
It's not that fun.
You have to like get through the stinky.
You literally
suck off
a layer.
Yes. It's disgusting.
It's sick. I think we're sicking out Marissa.
Marissa truly just leaned over and covered her mouth because she was so upset.
It's worth it. It's worth it. It's like a Tootsie Roll pop. One.
A two.
Three.
A three.
Jump.
The stink is gone, and now I'm going to eat your dick.
Okay, Minge, of course, is pussy. Duh.
Yes.
A gobshite is a mouthy little shit.
Oh.
A gobshite.
A gobshite,
which is what Kirby said, is like a mouthy little shithead.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, shagged is fucked.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's blaga. Okay, next is?
I think
it's blue hydrangea.
Oh, that is, okay, so
yes.
That is blue hydrangea.
Yes.
She's queen of the Instagram. She truly, I like this look.
I love it.
I think she looked really fun, beautiful, and interesting.
Yes, I think it's the petal blow is cool.
Yes, yes,
the
yes.
nude illusion is cool. Mm-hmm. The makeup is different.
Yeah,
I did kind of wish she had tits on, or maybe a little
I
cinching.
Think this is what we're gonna see a
this
lot.
Is what we're gonna
of
see
on Drag Race UK.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna see less breastplates. We're gonna see
less cinching.
Padding, mm-hmm. less cinching, more hair.
More hair, which blew my mind, which I like.
I like that. I talk about Meatball too much. But Meatball is a queen in LA. She does a lot of stuff at Precinct. If you're in LA, go see her. Also, she tours. But she doesn't shave. So she's got hairy
so
chest,
fun.
Hairy back.
Yeah.
She's so much fun. And I like it. It's like it's a part of the look. And I love
met
it.
Her this week. By the way, I also met Willem this past week.
Yes!
And I got downgraded. I got downgraded from enemy of the pod to known acquaintance of the pod. It was really awesome.
Willem is truly outstanding.
Willem was awesome. And I have to say, to her credit, she immediately, I was like, this is going to go one of two ways. Mm-hmm. She's either going to ignore me mm-hmm. or she's going to be like cool about it. And she was beyond cool.
She's so cool.
She was like, I'm sorry, I'm an asshole, I'm a cunt. It was so nice that she did that.
Truly the best. She did Why Won't You Date Me Live. That episode comes out. When does this one come out?
This comes out today, I think.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
So 3 weeks from now, that episode will come out. Willem, I don't think I explained it on while it was happening,
she was
but Willem
so funny.
Comes out on a hoverboard.
Oh, my God.
And it made me laugh so hard.
She zoomed past three times.
Yes.
And she won the wait every time. She was like, where is she? Is she coming back?
Uh-huh. Yep. Oh, man.
She was so nice
Willem
and
makes
cool.
me laugh so hard. Midway through, she realized that the podcast was about love and relationships, even though I told her earlier. Because she was like, why are you digging?
And yeah, because like, you were asking about her marriage and such. And she was like, okay, queen. Back off.
Oh, man. I just love drag queens.
She was awesome. And I'm genuinely really excited that that's like a little bit behind us.
Yes.
We joked about it. I was like, we're not friends, but I'm a known entity and acquaintance of the pod.
Nobody knew what that Vulture article was going to be except for me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my girl. We can't even. So, okay. So Blue Hydrangea.
Gorgeous,
no titties.
Stunning.
I liked her. She's from Northern Ireland.
Yes.
Okay. Cute.
I like her. I'm here for it.
I'm excited. And she, we'll say, talk about this later, but she made me laugh in the mini challenge.
Wait, is Northern Ireland part of the UK? Oh, I guess they cast this before Brexit.
I guess so. But there's a history there of Ireland being involved and part of the UK. And then,
but now it's not anymore, right?
I mean, Ireland has been a country for many years.
Yeah.
But it's always been, like, interconnected with the culture, I feel. Because they, like, fought a bunch in World War I.
Mm.
I think World War II?
Mm.
No, World War I.
Isn't it wild that we've had two world wars?
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
And
that the whole world was like, yeah, bitches, let's all pile on. I'm on that side, I'm on this side, let's murder people.
It was the original.
War is crazy.
It was the original street fight. You know what I mean? Like,
Street Fighter.
War.
What? Choose your fighter.
Choose your fighter. It's so fucking crazy. It's too much.
Too much.
And now
like
the
it.
Third one's coming. Yay.
Davina DeCampo.
Okay.
That laugh.
I love it.
Is fun. What a treat.
I love it.
It's
she's giving me British Alaska.
Yeah, British Alaska.
Especially as a boy.
Yes, British Alaska as a boy.
Mm-hmm. Did you like her
laugh
look?
The laugh is very Evie Oddly.
Very that. Very
but
like
not
a Katya
not
yell.
As deep. Yeah, it's just like a wild laugh.
Yeah.
And it makes me laugh.
And it feels real.
Yes. I liked her.
A lesser queen could do that, and I'll be like, yeah, right.
She's a lot of the American queens rolled into one, because she also was serving me Willem when she was going through her IMDb credits.
Mm-hmm.
She's very famous. Did you know?
Now I know. I liked her look. I liked the gray and
look.
Pink
it
plaid.
It was very cute.
It was cute. I like her. I think she is, I already said this, but I think she's going far.
Yes, the one I said was going to go so far went home. That is my thing. Because
I was wrong too.
Something
Wong?
Oh, no. Something Wong is great.
I wanted her to win.
Wow.
I she really is wanted her to win.
Phenomenal.
And I didn't give her a fair shake in the
Me
Meet the Queens.
Me either. We'll get to her, but
yeah.
That was with my Miss Vanjie. I loved Vanjie.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was like, I don't know, that outfit. I was like, but she's amazing.
You're...
And then she gave us the iconic Vanjie. And I was mm-hmm. like, technically, I was right.
Yeah, you were right.
And you know who? Okay, so Khloe Kardashian
mm-hmm.
wasn't in love with her on her season, but on her Instagram, she's doing really fun things.
I really like her.
She did a Miss Pac-Man illusion. Where she posted the picture or the video on her Instagram, and I was like, this audience isn't giving it to you.
Yeah.
They should have been screaming.
Losing their minds.
What a fun thing to come out as.
Super
Ms.
fun.
Ms. Pac-Man?
She made that cool. I saw the costume.
Yes,
it's so cool. Yeah, you deserve a lot more than that.
I'd like to see her on All Stars. I think she's gotten really creative.
There.
Anywho, back to Drag Race UK.
Back to it. Also, I used to play a game called Baby Pac-Man that used to shock the shit out of me.
What do you mean?
Long story short, my dad used to buy arcade games.
Yes.
And there
Wait,
was...
Wait, like full-blown big old arcade games?
Yeah. My daddy had like a little arcade business.
Oh.
He would like buy and sell pinball
machines.
Well, I
guess when you get to 94 years old, you can have a lot of things.
Hello. You can do whatever the fuck you want. And he there was this game called Baby Pac-Man, which was like half pinball machine, half video game.
Okay.
It was actually amazing. You like shot the pinball machine into a hole and then the video game would pop up on a screen.
Oh.
But it was an electric super hazard. And me and my brother would play it because my dad's like, I can't go like give this to businesses because it's shocking the shit out of people. But we got to play it in the garage.
That's fun.
And we would just play it hoping the shock wouldn't get us because we liked the game so much. And it would always make us lightly pass out when it did shock you.
Oh my God. I've only passed out once and it was because someone did it to me.
What?
So
did it?
Someone did it to me. I got choked so. No. So in college, someone was like, I can make you pass out. And I was like, okay. So you like put your head between your legs while you're standing. You like breathe in very deeply like 5 times and then you raise up really fast and then they hit the pressure points on your neck and you fucking fall out. Why? I don't know. We were 19 years old in New York City with no rules.
How long were you out?
Like maybe a couple seconds, but like I fell hard. And when I came to, I was like, did I pass out? And they're like, yeah, girl. And I've tried to do it since, and I don't know how it was
done. I've fainted a couple times. Every time really? I do cross buzzing, I've fainted a couple times.
What's cross buzzing?
You know, weed and alcohol.
What? Really?
When I've gotten really high and really drunk, I've fainted a couple times.
That's scary.
Oh, I also fainted on a plane when I ate weed.
Oh.
That was bad.
Lord.
I collapsed hard.
Whoa.
They
who came to save you?
Huh?
Were they like, is a doctor on board?
No. It was very funny. I actually collapsed in front of Lauren Lapkus.
Oh, no.
Because all of us, like, ate a little bit of weed.
Uh-huh.
And Alex Berg. And then, but I was, like, going to the bathroom.
Is this on a tour?
No, we were going to DCM.
Oh.
And we were, like, I was going to the bathroom to throw up because I was, like, I feel, okay, I was so high that I had this thought. I was, like, oh, my blood's going bad. And I, like, couldn't divorce that thought from being crazy. So I went to the bathroom to try to throw up. And on my way there, my arm started T-Rexing up. My vision became photos. Like, I remember my vision becoming like, ka-dish, and then smack on the floor, wake up, flight attendants trying to pick me up. Long story short, everyone's treating me like patient zero.
Uh-huh.
The people are scared of me. They like ask a girl, they're like, can this man please sit in your seat till he like regains himself? Mm-hmm. And the girl was like, no. It was like a 13-year-old girl. Her mom yells at her and she's like, Ashley.
And no!
She reluctantly gets up. I zombie on the seat. They drag my ass to the front of the plane. They give me an oxygen tank.
Whoa.
And the whole time Drew Tarver's there.
Laughing?
He's laughing and not helping me because he's afraid I'm going to rat him out. Because we had edibles on the plane, and he was afraid I was going to rat him out, and they keep asking me, what have you taken? What drugs have you taken? And I was like, nothing, I'm just tired, which was a lie.
That's hilarious. Wait, how much of an edible did you take?
Too much, because I was like, I'm going to DCM, I'll never die.
People listening, DCM is a Del Close Marathon.
Thank you.
It's a bunch of improv nerds.
Losers.
And we do improv straight for 72 hours.
72 hours.
And then we do a lot of drugs and drink a lot.
Yeah.
It's so funny because it's like the nerd of the nerds being like, whoa, object work. All right, let's fucking slam this cocaine.
It's like if Ozzy Fest was attended by a bunch of virgins.
Yes.
It was, yeah, we're lame.
It's so funny that we're so lame, but also go so hard.
I love it.
DCM is the time where I would stay up till like 6 a.m. and then go to work out of my mind.
I want to say one time you like touched my dick at a DCM.
There was a DCM where I went around asking if I could touch dicks. I'm inappropriate, but I always ask.
No, it was good. I liked it.
Before I touch.
You complimented my balls.
That DCM, I was literally out of my mind. Mm-hmm. I remember trying to eat a hamburger on the floor and then leaving it on the floor and then waking up at 9.
Okay, David Hasselhoff's daughter. Okay.
And then being so sick and then taking a Pepto-Bismol and starting the whole partying again. It's DCM's bad. I'm glad that it's tapered off a little bit.
Okay. Next we have Crystal. Crystal.
Crystal.
She said maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's body dysmorphia.
Which made me laugh really hard.
I was like, that's edgy and it's funny.
I thought it was a funny joke, but I could see how somebody would find it offensive because
we're joking about
people love to find offensiveness in everything.
Now that I'm getting a sense of her point of view, I think she's interesting and smart and yeah.
Yes.
So I think it's coming from a place because like she was also anti-royals and like also is curious with gender fuckery,
also,
which is near and dear to my heart.
It's a good joke. Maybe she's born with it. Or maybe it's body dysmorphia. And that's in a way where, to me, it's like, I have body dysmorphia.
Me too.
I always think I'm smaller than I am until my ass knocks something over and I go, oh, yeah, you wider than that space. To me, it's funny.
Me too.
I'm okay with my body dysmorphia.
Me too.
And that's the body dysmorphia I think she's talking about.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know. I thought it was funny.
It's innately satire.
Yes.
Because the saying itself is from a part of vanity culture.
Yes, yes, yes.
Which makes it satire.
Yes. I thought it was really funny. I'm sure somebody's offended.
Who cares?
But I like her. And then I liked when she was like, she kind of shit on, did she shit on older queens in her little thing?
Maybe.
She was like, older queens and a gown and a feather boa.
Right.
My drag's cool drag.
Yeah, she's from East London.
Yeah,
inspired
and I
by
thought
sci-fi
it was funny when
comics.
She was like.
Did you like her look, that kind of like holographic thing?
Yes, I thought that was very cool, very sleek, if you will.
Yes.
I'm pretty pleased with how all these queens look. Like, I don't think anyone looks terrible.
No. I clocked her arm hair. I think an interesting conversation that's going to come up with her is, how do I put this? Because I do gender fuck drag, and I love it.
Yeah, you don't shave.
I'm not competing for
a crown. You got a beard.
I got a beard.
Well, I think it's okay to be competing for a crown.
I do,
and
too.
And to be hairy.
But I think you have to really gag us a little. Like, okay, if we're talking about this drag contest being a meritocracy, I think it's okay to give more points to someone who gives an optical illusion an optical illusion versus someone who takes us out of a fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you do gender fuck drag, you need to do something really shocking and interesting and provocative to stay on the same level as someone who's giving us a sickening illusion.
You
could disagree with me.
I'm also of the school, like, you could be shaved head to toe in a heel and look like trash.
I agree, right?
I truly think it's like, I don't know, is the look serving it or is the look not serving it?
And this is not poking fun at Cheryl, but for this week, like Cheryl, for instance, it was just kind of like, oh, that's a good example of like, yeah, you look like a lady, but I don't give a shit what's happening. I don't give a shit. So I agree. This is going to be interesting to see how that shakes out.
I'm interested.
Yes. Okay.
So then we have Something Wong. What a crafty queen. Also, very glad she's Asian. And then I loved when she was like, some people may think my name is racist. To you, I say, me so sorry. That made
I
me
love
laugh
it.
Really hard.
I think this is a cool
angle. And then
I
liked that she was like, I'm taking back microaggressions.
Right.
And I fully get that. I fully understand that people have probably, you know, said racist things to her in like stereotypical Asian accents. And then for her to go, cool, if that's what you want to do to me, call me that. Have to call me that.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's genius. And it's an important part of connecting with your culture and connecting with your culture in the racist zeitgeist is to be like, I'm making fun of it.
Well, it's just like how black people are like, you can't say the N-word. We can.
Yeah.
You called us this nasty word, this hateful word.
Yes.
But I can say it to my friend, but you can't.
Yeah. It's why queer people can say faggot.
Yes.
It's why I've done a drag character named Osama Bin Shoppin. It's like, I'm in control.
It makes me laugh.
It's always funny. Yes.
It's like,
remember UCB Drag Race? There was Rinzi Rohan.
Yes.
She's a genius. Jared Goldstein is an amazing Asian comedian.
Really, really hard.
And he had a drag character, Rinzi Rohan. And it was genius.
It's funny. I think it's... I feel like sometimes...
Say it.
White people get mad because they're like, but you say it. why can't I? And it's like, right. because you've already, not maybe you specifically, but like right. you, people like you.
Yeah.
You look like you have done it already in yeah. a hateful way.
And like, unfortunately, you need to help contribute to change. And if,
yeah.
if you don't, if you're not cool enough to be like, you know what, I'm happy to contribute to change mm-hmm. by allowing you to express yourself in a way mm-hmm. that you haven't been allowed to for a couple hundred years, mm-hmm. then you're part of the problem.
Yeah.
Don't be part of the problem. Be cool. We know a ton of cool-ass white comedians mm-hmm. who understand that. And if anything, they're ready and excited to contribute to this new mm-hmm. this new picture.
I guess everyone's just mad that Ms. Cracker took the one insult.
I know, right?
That they can use.
Honky is still available.
Mr. Honks?
Mr. Honks.
Ms. Honks.
Honky.
Honky is such a funny.
I love Honky.
Black people are funny.
Yeah, they are.
Honky?
Where does Honky come from?
I don't know.
It's funny.
Surrey. Surrey.
Surrey Cruz.
I call Siri Surrey, but also she's off, so
Fuck
she never
her.
Answers me.
Okay, Cheryl's okay, next. Cheryl Hole.
She didn't blow me away.
Mm-hmm.
She just, I don't know.
She didn't. No, her look was sort of a black fringe bodysuit.
Yeah.
She's and her entrance line was, she seems a little too inspired by other Drag Race queens.
What was her?
Like, she says, like, any hole is a goal, which is something Aquaria said.
Oh.
And then she's giving me a little Alyssa Edwards with her tongue pops.
Mm-hmm.
She feels a little postmodern.
Was she the one who said she grew up on Drag Race?
Maybe.
One she's of the queens
an Essex
was like,
girl. Maybe. Oh, she's like Generation Rue. Someone said
yes,
I'm Generation
yes, yes,
Rue.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't know if it was her. Her whole thing is she's an Essex girl.
An Essex girl. But I don't know what that means.
I don't either. I know there's a big reality show called
yes.
Essex.
Essex is the only way to Essex.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
The only way is Essex.
Marissa coming in with knowledge.
We'll text the Tart about this.
The only way is Essex.
Because we need a little Essex. Cheat sheet on what these regions mean.
Yes.
Because we get our regions, but I don't know what the fuck they're like. Oh, you are so Worcestershire. And you're like,
yeah, and you're like, okay, cool. Then we have Gothy Kendall.
I have to say before we go on, us reporting on this is kind of like 90-year-olds doing a podcast on steampunk. Like, it's like we're constantly uh-huh. going to be missing the mark.
We're just like, I don't know.
And if you're mad at us,
let us know.
Please let us
yeah,
know.
Yeah, please, because.
Let us know. We want to learn.
Honestly. This, us recapping Drag Race UK,
yeah,
we're going to be wrong, I would say, 98% of the time.
Yeah, I'll say 99.3. Yeah, no. I'm excited, though.
Me too. Okay.
Gothy.
So Gothy's a Chad. Did we find out what a Chad is?
A Chav.
Oh, a Chav.
Yes, a Chav is a ratchet person.
Oh.
It's kind of like Britain's equivalent of a, what's it called? What's a Dore Delano?
Banji.
She's Banji. She's a little bit of a Chola.
Oh.
It's the UK's version of Ratchet. A Chav. It's like, you know, you're kind of trashy and you're proud of it. You're like, yeah, I'm trash.
Oh.
A Chav.
She doesn't strike me as a Chav.
Yes.
Because I watched, you ever see the show called The Misfits?
Oh, yeah.
It's a UK show. It's
yeah.
really great. There's a Chav on there and she's a Chav. You don't understand anything she's saying and you're like,
right.
I kind of seem a little trashy.
Yeah.
You're like, what are you? What?
Huh?
What? Okay.
What did you say?
Once I couldn't understand what you're saying.
Uh huh. But I did like that purple outfit.
I did too. She had really, I thought that was cool and exciting
it was really
and different.
Cute.
I liked her makeup.
Mm-hmm.
I like that as a boy, she looks like a Pixar cartoon.
She's adorable. She looks a little bit like Sid.
Yeah.
From Toy Story.
That's exactly what I mean. She looks like, even with the oversized head, and it's like, no
yes.
one's head is that big and their body that tiny.
I like her. She's cute.
I do too. I liked her a lot too. I'm a little sad we're missing her now.
Yeah.
Bummer.
And then Vinegar Strokes is a slag.
But a total slag.
And
which
then
apparently
a slag is
a slut, but yes. more trashy.
Yes. I'm a slag.
You're a slag.
I'm a nasty
You're
little
not a
slag. I'm not a trollop. I'm a slag.
I love that.
I just wrote, I like her so much.
I do too. She
I
has
think
good
she's
face.
Stunning. I think she's, her makeup to me is a little messy, but like, I think it goes with her.
Yeah.
Because like in her intro package, I was like, ooh, I'm not feeling the makeup.
Mm-hmm.
But the makeup, I think, makes her more endearing.
Yeah. She's almost like a drag auntie.
Yes. is.
Which, in a way, that's cool to me.
Or she was like, I'm very busy.
Yeah.
I don't have time to refine this.
Right. And we've established.
I'm here for it.
I am too. We've established she's an actor.
Yes.
She performs.
She was in Jamie the Musical.
Yes.
Which West End is Broadway in England.
London,
and
England.
She did it with Michelle.
Yes. They say that a couple times. They make sure that we know that she's going to be judged fairly. And that's very true in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then we have Scaredy Cat, 19 years old.
Who just hisses when she enters, which I thought was funny.
Also, in her intro package, was like, not gay.
Did she say she was bi in the
intro?
She
said she was bi, and she's bi, or he's bi.
Yeah.
I think their pronouns is he.
Yeah.
Not sure. I can't remember. But Scaredy Cat could not wait to say that Scaredy Cat was not gay again.
Right.
In the, like, they sit down. I'm not gay. And I was like, I was like, okay. It's fine.
That's fine.
I don't know why you needed to sit down and say it.
Yeah.
To me, that's insane.
It felt like the producers were like, this is big. Say this soon.
This right now.
We need to agitate people.
We need them to
know you're 19 and straight or straightish.
Bi. I think bi is, because I was creeping on the Instagram.
Okay, good.
And maybe not bi, maybe just queer. I think Scaredy Cat and Pussycat, I think.
Yes.
Is, the girlfriend or something.
I don't remember. Oh, I didn't notice.
But
you were creeping.
I was creeping.
Can I say that Scaredy Cat as a boy is like what black people joke about white people looking like?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when I, that.
Okay.
Wow.
Scaredy Cat as a boy.
Was wearing makeup, right?
Was wearing makeup and lip gloss and maybe a color nail gloss. But Scaredy Cat as a boy looks like Michael McDonald's character, I think.
Powder?
No, is that?
Who's Michael McDonald's character? Oh.
From Mad TV.
Stewart?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
Leave me alone.
Yes, he looked like Stewart.
Stewart! Yeah, it looked like Stewart. Looked like a ghost. If a ghost could die and come back as a double ghost, that's what this person looks
like. Yeah,
it's like
a child ghost who came back and was like, Mummy, I've come back to creep you out.
I went to play hide
also,
and seek, Mummy.
Heavy hand. She got a Trixie paint going on.
Yeah, I felt like that.
Woof.
There was a very Trixie cheek.
Mm-hmm.
I like the nose contour. I think that's fun and different.
The nose contour is fun and cute.
I just think that's exciting. I could get sick of it, or I could think it's cool.
Yeah, I wonder if Scaredy Cat's going to do any other paint.
Huh.
The second runway look, I guess, was different.
Huh.
Meh.
Eh. Okay, and then finally, the Vivienne.
I like the Vivienne.
Me too. I like this look a lot.
Uh-huh. And then the Vivienne chose the Vivienne because of Vivienne Westwood, and who's a designer. And the Vivienne was like, and I didn't want to choose a cheesy surname, so I just went with the Vivienne. And that made me laugh.
It was really funny. I liked that, I liked the look. It was like this shiny.
Yeah.
Some Cheryl poked fun at it, but I thought it was fucking cool.
I liked it. I thought she looked great.
It's like a fitted red pleather suit.
Mm-hmm.
Sex suit. I thought it was cool.
Sex suit.
And the reds and blacks were paired in a really cool way.
Yes.
Yeah, that was fun. And then we have Rue entering, finally.
Yes!
Okay, my favorite part, I think, of this whole series is going to be that Rue is going to be more confused than us.
Correct. Also, I like that the not she-male, sorry.
That's canceled.
It hasn't been she-male in seasons.
Now you're sent to Cancelina.
Oh, God. Cancel me. But it is Her Majesty Already Done Horses.
I loved
it. That made me laugh very hard.
I got emotional when Rue then said, we're bringing the world together. As cheesy as it is, and we're trying to make cash here. But I did think it was cute that, we're sharing drag with the world and vice versa.
I do. It is nice to bring drag and queer things to the mainstream.
Yeah, it's fucking cool.
Nice. It's cool. I sent you a meme yesterday. It's an old meme of Christina Aguilera on Drag Race and some man being like, this is the world we live in where men look like this. And someone's
and
like, that's
Netflix.
Christina Aguilera.
Netflix, the official Netflix account commented, that is Christina Aguilera.
It made me laugh so hard.
Yeah.
But I love it that like people are getting upset because they don't understand what they're looking at.
Uh-huh.
But to me, I'm just like, why would that make you so upset?
People are crazy, and it's also this whole identity and ego thing, because people think their gender is a part of their identity, which is connected to their ego, and they're like, think about how stupid it is to be proud of your gender.
Right? That's like having hometown pride.
I
don't have hometown pride. I don't give a shit.
I agree.
Mano, we have to take a break.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Oh, we're back.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we're back.
So this challenge was...
Okay, but wait.
Oh.
There's no cash prize on this season.
No, you get a button.
You get a button every episode, and then you get to go film a WOW Presents web series.
Oh, that's the... I miss that part.
They say that they're like, we're going to take you to Hollywood where you'll have an exclusive WOW Presents web series. Where he was like, oh, girl.
This is one of those things where
it's
like the exposure is the pay.
The exposure is the pay. Because for your prize to be going to Hollywood, getting a green screen show where you won't get lunch, you won't be union. You'll maybe get a warm water bottle and you could have filmed the whole thing for $31.
I do not think it is Rue's fault or Wow's
no.
World of Wonder's fault?
No.
It is the channel's fault because yes. That's where you get your budget from.
Yes.
So I'm
I looked into it. I looked into it, and apparently the BBC is like PBS.
Ah.
And it's a channel you pay for.
Okay.
So legally, they can't have a prize because that's like taking money from your viewers.
Fair. Okay.
It's something like that, and they just don't do that in Britain. And it's, yeah. So it's some sort
makes
of thing like that.
Sense.
And that's why there's no commercials on the BBC.
Ah.
So it's that thing of like the money okay. They would be getting would be coming from sponsors.
Okay. So I was right in that thinking.
Yes.
Because I was like, surely this isn't like a Rue thing.
No. But they're all going to make so much money from touring
now.
Yes,
they'll make a lot of money from touring. And then maybe they'll mix the UK girls into All Stars.
I hope so. I wonder what the legality is on casting out-of-nation talent.
Out-of-nation talent.
They'll probably have to get visas, honestly.
Oh, yeah, you'll have to get a work visa.
And the visas right now are shitty because our president's a piece of fucking shit.
I don't know. I think he's really cool.
Shut the fuck up.
Bitch! Sit your ass down and shut the fuck up, bitch!
The Brit crew looks like they hate their lives. A little too much for me.
You think?
They looked particularly unhappy to be there. I hope that changes, but these boys just did not seem happy to be there.
The pit crew?
Yeah.
I
don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking it, but like I'm...
I don't know. I think maybe they don't understand. I don't know. I don't... They didn't seem... They seemed indifferent to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. They seemed like the Queen's guards where they're like, maybe we're not allowed to smile. I don't know.
Yeah. I like when a pit crew like smiles and they're like, haha, you're treating me like an object and I have to smile.
I love that the pit crew on the American version, some have been around since season one.
Yeah.
But okay. The mini challenge
is
a little video on a green screen where they cover their head and then their heads have to say something. Like as they're dismembered from their body.
To honor British greats like Anne Boleyn and Mary, Queen of Scots.
Yes, yes.
Love it.
Rue laughing at Gothy, not with Gothy.
Oh, yeah.
Was very funny. And then we cut to Gothy being like, I killed it. Rue was laughing. And I was like, Gothy.
That's that scary thing where, yeah, because like if Rue open mouth scream laughs at you, that's a problem.
But I was so floored that she thought she was killing it. Because what did she say? She was like...
Oh, I wrote it down.
She took a shit.
No, that was Scaredy.
That was Scaredy Cat.
Scaredy says she's shitting herself.
Mm-hmm.
Gothy was like, I give better head than all the queens here.
I give better head than all the queens here. How about one more time with effort?
Yeah.
Okay. I give head better than all the queens here. And then she stuck her little tongue out and Rue was like, do you have another one in
you? I can't see the tongue anymore.
My God, I truly was floored.
It was very note to self. I don't need to see that.
Yeah.
Note to self.
Keep your tongue in your mouth.
Baga made me laugh. Blue Hydrangea made me laugh.
Yes, a lot. A bunch of them. And then the Vivian, or not the Vivian, Vinegar Strokes made me laugh.
Yeah, the line, I was like, I've always been told the best head's given on your hands and knees. Thanks, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
I think that joke is good, but it's weird with the position and beheading.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's all too much.
I don't know. I liked it.
I just
was pretty floored that Scaredy Cat won.
Yeah. That's agitation.
Yeah.
That's agitation.
Also, Scaredy Cat reveals she's never, or they, he's, Scaredy Cat's never been to a drag show.
Uh-huh. That was fucking crazy.
Yeah. I was
never been to a drag show, so much less not even performed at a drag show.
Yeah, but then I guess drag has evolved.
That's so strange.
From being mostly a live event. Latrice Royale had a tweet that was like, jewels by so-and-so, hair by so-and-so, makeup by so-and-so, gown by so-and-so. And then the commentary was like, so bitch, what did you do?
Right.
And a lot of drag is someone else creating this thing, and then you appear, and then maybe you don't even lip sync.
Mm.
Maybe you don't even sing live.
You're just there to look. That's a bummer.
It is a bummer. But then if you think about like acting, not every actor can act.
Right.
A lot of people are just pretty people for you to look at.
Yes. That's a fact. I mean, look, that's a whole all of entertainment.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, yeah, like, I figured out I can't do this or I can't do this, but I can host.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, okay.
You're like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm interested. I think I really like Something Wong's too. I think her joke could have been better. For some reason, mm-hmm. I didn't like her joke. I forget what it was, but I hated it. But I thought there was like, I thought there was just a better angle on breastfeeding yourself. Like, I heard breastfeeding's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't usually do dairy, but I couldn't help tit. Okay. care for some milk and cookies. I don't know. I thought that was a better line.
I like that you're punching up what's already been filmed.
If I can help, let's go back and re-edit it. Let's remaster it like Star Wars prequels.
Oh, that's something they did? They re-edited them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot you don't know Star Wars.
No, but I'm going to be watching them.
You're going to? Oh, and you're going to hate them.
Me and Lapkus are going to be watching them.
You're going to hate it. You're going to be like, this is so dumb.
Can I say?
Yeah.
I really like Andrew Garfield.
Me too.
I've only known Andrew Garfield to date women. I don't know his orientation, but I appreciated he dressed for the occasion.
Yes.
And he seems to love queer culture.
Yes. He
and
was awesome.
He might be queer. I don't know. But I think a lot of straight men can learn from that. That
yes.
Liking queer culture, appreciating queer culture does not take away from your masculinity.
That's going to be a really cool thing about, I think, this British Drag Race is like mm-hmm. they're a lot more open with expressing.
Are they?
Yeah, or they have a bigger sense of humor about sexuality. Mm-hmm. They have a bigger sense of humor about gender expression because, mm-hmm. like, drag has been a big thing there for a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, all the way back to Shakespeare. But even they've had, like, big pop culture icons mm-hmm. who were drag queens.
Yeah.
Yeah, also, like up into, like, the 70s and mm-hmm. 60s and all that shit. So like,
also, they have two names for a slut. Which is nice. We only have one.
Yeah, I think
we don't have an accidental slut.
We don't have an accidental.
We just have whore, slut.
Yeah, we have. Let's see, we have a lot of fun words though. We have trick, whore, mm-hmm. skank.
Well, a trick is not technically a slut.
A woman of the night, right?
No, a trick. You turn a trick. The trick is the dude.
The trick is a John.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a skank and a hoe?
A skank, I guess, is dirtier than a hoe, but I feel like that's the same.
Uh-huh.
Like, nobody's accidental in our culture.
Because a slut does it for no money, but a hoe does it for benefit?
I think a hoe is, yeah.
I love it.
Okay.
And what about I love floozy. We have words.
All right.
Okay,
but none
harlot.
Of them mean accidental.
Yeah, you're right.
They're all intentional.
They're all intentional.
I want an accidental word, like a...
Yeah.
Like a accidental cum whore. No, I don't know. Okay, we'll so the it. First runway look is
yes.
Queen of Hometown.
Wait, can I say anything about the workroom? I just want to say, wait, Bag had a genuine trash bag. what else? Oh, Crystal's Being Hairy comes up. That'll mm-hmm. be interesting to see how that checks out. Pop-in veneers come up. Mm-hmm. And then Kat, Gothy feels shy about her teeth.
Yes.
That broke my heart.
Yes.
I don't care about your teeth, girl.
Me either.
Yeah.
Also, Gothy kind of reminded me of Morgan McMichaels out of drag.
Yeah, I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
Vivian's dry shaving. What else? Baga loves Welshmen and she loves the royals.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about how our royals are fucking Trump and that's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I do like Crystal's point of view that the royals are unelected.
Yeah.
And who gives a shit?
Yeah.
That's bold. And that's really all I need to say about that. Davina is loud, and I think she's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there we go, runway.
Yeah, okay.
Did you like Rue's look?
Loved.
Me too.
Loved the big shoulder pads. Love a short neon green dress.
Little pops of pink.
I was here
sort
for
of like
it.
Pumped rocker dudes.
Yes, Rue looked incredibly stunning.
Pointy shoulders, it was cool.
Ugh, just a fucking dream.
Perfect as hell.
Ugh.
I thought
Michelle looked great. She's a real treat.
Yes, Alan Carr's funny.
Alan Carr, Chatty Man. Do you ever watch Chatty Man?
No.
So his show on the BBC maybe, or just in the UK, is called Chatty Man.
Okay.
It is a talk show, and I believe there's two guests at once.
Oh, cool.
And it's called Chatty Man because he truly does not stop talking. But like
Love
he does
it.
A great job of interviewing, and he's just so funny and so quick on his feet.
Yeah,
I
he's
love him.
Funny.
I like him.
I like that this whole series has a different sense of humor to it.
Yes.
There was jokes I'm pretty sure I missed. Like, back in the mini-challenge when the Vivienne talks about some lady, what's her fucking name? Someone who was on the BBC.
Oh, a cleaning
Kim,
lady.
Kim, a cleaning lady.
Uh-huh.
I think that was a read and she's not actually a cleaning lady.
Oh.
But it went right over my head. Kim Robertson?
I don't know.
I don't care. Okay, here we go. Should we talk about the first look is Queen of Your Hometown?
Yes. And then Crystal comes out with a pearl wig, which I really liked. And then her dress did 3-day bender. Right?
Yeah.
It's fun. They party a lot in the UK and they're proud of it.
They do party a lot. I thought the dress was a little not fitted.
Yeah, but I thought it worked with like the whole thing. The whole thing. Like I'm on a bender. I'm literally wearing pearls on my head.
Yeah, I
to
liked
me,
it.
It was like I'm on a 3-day bender. My dress doesn't really fit. Not, I don't have a pearl necklace. I just have cum all over my hair.
My fucking hair.
That's how much cum is on me.
It's
a wig.
Yeah, I liked it okay. I liked her face makeup.
Yeah, I thought she looked good.
She showed her chest hair, which is like, this is a new day. A new day has...
A new day has
come.
Iconic queen, Celine Dion.
And next is Cheryl.
Oh my God, there's toothpaste on my shirt. It looks like cum.
Oh, really? Is it cum? Be honest.
No.
No? No Eastern European from Malaysia cum?
No.
Damn it. Is he coming back?
I don't know.
Cheryl has a spray tan splotchy Essex look.
It reminded me of when Jujubee in her season at the Snatch Game did Baby Fat. Kim.
Oh, yeah.
Or not Kim. Simmons?
Not Kim.
What is Russell Simmons' ex-wife?
Kimora Lee Simmons,
where she had like the neck rolls of makeup.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that killed me.
That was
fun. I liked it. I thought it was really smart, really fun. There was toilet paper stuck to her shoe.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I liked it fine. Yeah, like it didn't gag me, but I got it. And I thought it was funny and it made sense to me. And
I think if we knew those girls better, we would have been more gagged.
Truly. Because it seemed like Andrew Garfield was like, I get this.
Yeah. He
loved it. Interesting. Okay. Next, we have Something Wong.
Yes, yes, yes.
Woo, giving us the Birmingham Bowl.
Yes. I liked this, even though it was a little basic for me.
Really?
Like, it was a dress with some props.
Giant horns.
But I liked
it.
I thought it really worked together. I love those big horns. I love that nose ring, bull circle-y thing.
Reminded me of the Zodiac challenge in season 11.
Yes.
But I wanted to be like, this is how you do it.
I liked it. I was here for it.
I like the black gold dress actually worked for me.
I did like the dress. What I'm saying, it was a gown and some props, but I loved it.
Yeah.
I just like, that's what I mean. Like, something kind of basic can work if it just gets pulled together in the right way.
Yeah.
It
excited me. Next we have Blue Hydrangea.
Did not get the cranes.
Okay, so there's like cranes that build ships.
What?
In England. Because like to build a ship, you need gigantic cranes that put shit together on a boat frame.
And we don't have that here?
I think we do, but maybe
it's
they're more proud of it there.
Okay.
Because I guess you're saying these cranes built the Titanic, which
oh.
I don't know if you should be proud about building the fucking Titanic.
The Titanic was huge, and it did sail for a little bit. A
little bit.
And then, you know, they ran into trouble.
On the first time they sent it out? You're proud of that?
Well, it wasn't the ship's fault. It was the captain's fault.
Okay, yes. Okay, yes. I did like the color scheme, this yellow-black color scheme. I just thought maybe the cranes should have been, like, removable props.
Because
I think it would have been cool to see it on her back and honest to see her remove them.
Yes.
So we could, because it, like, her hair connected too much with the fluff on her shoulders.
Correct.
But overall, the look and color scheme was cool.
Bag chips. I wrote, making fun of the addict.
Not for you.
I don't know, but...
A dead addict.
Yeah, but...
They loved it.
Yes, and also I knew exactly what she was doing when she came out.
Yeah.
And that was her persona for most of the time that we knew her.
Yeah.
So if you were to do an impression of her... It wouldn't be the impression without that.
Right.
So then I was like, I'm on board now. And then I sat in my house. I like paused and I went, am I a part of outrage culture? That I couldn't just laugh? And then I was like, no, Nicole, you're being thoughtful.
You're being thoughtful.
I had a whole fucking crisis on my couch alone.
You had a whole conversation with yourself.
But then I came around and was like, you know what? If I died... And no one mentioned dicks while impersonating me.
Okay.
I would come back and be so upset.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
By the way, a listener sent me an impersonation of you that was spot on.
Wait, really?
I think it was Robin Fierce. She's a drag queen. She's a listener of Drag Her.
When did this happen?
This week.
Do you have it?
Yes.
Can you play it?
I could try to play the audio.
Please, play it.
Do you think
it.
We'll get the audio? Okay, I will. And what I want to say is that, like, she was like, when I get on Drag Race, I'm going to do Nicole Byer. And I was like, yeah, do it.
Honestly, if a queen does me on Snatch Game, I will take a gun and shoot myself because nothing will be better than that.
Do you want to see if I can find it right now?
Yes.
Okay, vamp a little bit as I hunt. Okay. Next, we're talking about, I actually loved it. Her wiggle made me laugh. And I went into this being reluctant about Bagga.
Yes.
And she's proving me wrong.
I like Bagga.
I do too.
I think she's really funny.
She's genuinely proving me wrong, uh-huh. Which is pretty exciting when you can prove a hoe wrong.
Okay, the Vivian. The Vivian dressed as Pete Burns.
Okay, wait, I found it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, wait, let me see if I can get this volume right.
Baby, I'm just so happy to be here on Snatch Game. I'm just here to gobble some dicks and get my pussy ate.
One more time.
Baby, I'm just so happy to be here on Snatch Game. I'm just here to gobble some dicks and get my pussy ate.
Isn't that good? Isn't that good?
Yes, down to my wild laughter.
Yeah, I got some growl in there.
Yes, that is good.
That's the Robin Fierce, a very lovely drag queen.
Thank you so much.
We love her.
Honestly, I'm going to try to see if I can make that into a ringtone.
Okay.
Will you send that to me?
Yeah, I'll also tell Robin Fierce to send it to you, but I'll send it to you.
Oh, yes.
Because it's that weird thing on Instagram where I can't send it to you.
Oh.
She's listening.
Okay.
Send it, Robin.
My God. Yeah, send it to baconcansave@gmail.com.
Oh,
that's
yes.
My email. Bacon, not baking.
Bacon.
The pork product.
Okay.
Also, if you do want to use that email address, please don't sign me up for anything.
Okay.
I'm tired of unsubscribing to Banana Republic. Someone thinks it's really funny to sign me up for Banana Republic emails.
That sucks.
It's really, they don't even carry my size.
Yeah.
It's insulting. I can't shop at Banana
Republic.
Banana Republic's
insulting because it's just Old Navy with a markup.
LOL. There's the tea. It's scalding. Ouch!
Oh!
I burned myself.
Oh, fuck! Take me to the hospital!
It's all over my pussy. Okay, the Vivian dressed as Pete Burns from Dead or Alive.
Okay.
I liked it. It was a plaid ensemble. We had some pirate boots, which is iconic to Pete.
Yeah. I did want the bottoms to be more tailored.
Maybe. The bottoms were a little baggy, but that's Pete. Was gender fucky.
I do agree that you wouldn't have lost anything if those boots had a heel.
I'm fine with a heelless boot.
Yeah.
When you're doing an homage to somebody who didn't wear heels.
Okay.
I thought it was great. I thought it was a good look. I thought it was
pretty
stunning.
I love not wearing a heel is what I'll say. Heels
You know
suck.
Me. I hate a heel. Last Drag Race, I wore a heel, and people were helping me around because my whole body hurts.
It hurts so bad.
I arrived, and they hurt, and I ran into our friend Paul Welsh, and Paul was like, you need help? And I said, yes please. So he, like, held my arms as I teetered inside. Okay.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Okay.
Vinegar Strokes.
Vinegar.
This was bad. I didn't love it.
This was bad.
I didn't understand the water until I was like, oh, the River Thames?
Yes. Thames?
Thames.
They were saying Thames, but whatever.
Thames. Oh, okay.
Because they made the joke Thames across the board.
Yes.
This was bad.
But then on Instagram, because I follow her on Instagram because I really like her.
Yeah.
She put up what she was actually going to wear, which was like a subway map or an underground map.
I don't want to see that.
But then it's copyrighted.
Chano. It's what?
Copyrighted.
Are you serious?
So she couldn't wear it.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
so
it was
stupid.
Cute. It was a good look. It was long and fun.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it did suck.
That sucks.
What
the
sucks
heels
the most
looked really weird with this outfit. I hated it.
The heels.
It was like a bright pink heel with like a brown and blue.
Well, you have to keep in mind, Vinegar brought an outfit that she thought she was going to be able to wear and then had to improvise. But like that, we didn't know watching it. So watching it, you're just like, Vinegar. Huh.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's good to know. That's good tea. Gothy has her great silhouette. I loved her silhouette.
Boy, I love the silhouette. But I liked the makeup. I thought
I did
it was
too.
Cute. I didn't really understand how that was hometown realness.
And I didn't either. I didn't either.
It wasn't explained, no?
Maybe she did, and I didn't pay attention, because all I could pay attention to was the shy tiger.
Uh-huh. She was truly running away from the runway.
Yeah.
And then that was...
When they make fun of it later, it's so funny. And what I wanted to, I wish I could have shaken her and told her, I was like, that's your Miss Vanjie.
Yes.
Don't say gothy Ken doll. You leave the room going,
Yes. Well, people don't understand why they're iconic.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean?
It's impossible to see yourself in a mirror, truly. Mm-hmm. Word to body dysmorphia.
Yes. And maybe they didn't think that the rare was as tiny. You know, some people... So, okay, I once had a lovely woman who worked at ABC in New York tell me... I went in, it was like my second audition ever, maybe my first one, and she goes, okay, have you auditioned much? I said, no. She goes, I can tell. And I said, oh, no. She said, do people tell you to bring it down a lot? I said, yes, people think I'm a cartoon character.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, don't you dare. You will figure out your whole cartooniness,
mm-hmm.
but it is hard to bring people up to where you naturally are.
Mm-hmm.
Stay up and people can taper you down if they want to work with you. And I said, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sita Gothi Kendall. That was a prime example of someone who maybe could never bring it up to a 10 because they mm-hmm. just naturally are a chill person
mm-hmm.
who's not meant to be big and broad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say that she needed to be bigger and broad, but if she just turned it up slightly... But also, it would have been iconic. She backed around just going,
I'm going out with a roar.
Yeah. Yes, that would have been funny to back up and go, I guess I'll leave here with a roar.
Yeah. I got the eye of the tiger, and you're going to hear me roar.
I got the eye of the tiger. Roar.
Okay, which hoe's next?
Davina DeCampo.
Oh, wait, no, Scaredy.
Oh, sorry, yes, Scaredy Cat.
Sorry.
I liked it. She was a little woodland creature cat.
Yeah. I hope this isn't an offensive word, but my boyfriend, who's Japanese, told me about a word.
No, boyfriend's not offensive. It's something some of us are striving to get.
My boyfriend told me about a word called a weeb.
What's a weeb?
It's a white person who's obsessed with Asian culture. It's like, and maybe even co-ops Asian culture. Now, I don't know if it's an offensive word, I apologize because my boyfriend told me about it, but she's a little weeby.
He's Japanese.
He's Japanese.
Wouldn't he know if it was offensive?
I guess I didn't know, but I didn't know if it's offensive. Is it easier for him to express it than for me to express it?
I see. It does seem a little... What is the word I'm trying to think of?
Co-opty?
No.
It
is a Japanese, it's like a...
Anime, manga.
Kawaii. Kawaii, right?
Yes, kawaii means cute in Japanese.
It's like a very kawaii...
But it's kind of become...
Yes, fluffy Hello Kitty look.
Exactly. It is kawaii.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
It also reminded me of Trixie Mattel's look from the Snatch Game episode with the umbrellas. And all the flowers.
A lot of her looks kind of look like this, which isn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll want her to change it up a little bit.
I would like her to do a little something different.
Yeah.
Davina DeCampo.
Uh-huh.
Them tit trumpets. Cute camp. Cute camp.
She should have been in the top.
I really like that look. It was so campy. It was so fun.
This is the best non-wig I've ever seen in my
life. Yes!
Because we've seen some non-wigs, and they can be really fun, but this is my favorite non-wig wig I've ever seen.
I'm trying to think if we've seen that particular style of non-wig wig on Drag Race. Because Alyssa has worn them.
Yes,
but I don't think she's done that on Drag Race. We've seen, like, helmety things.
Where did she wear it on?
Curly things.
Maybe to an award show or something? Because I like the plastic curl wig. Yeah.
It was reminiscent of Sharon Needles' Elvis non-wig.
Yeah, the plasticy.
Yeah, I like them. I think they're very cool. And it's not like I need to see a ton of them, but I would like to see more.
Yeah.
I want to see more. I'm excited about UK, I think, because we're seeing a lot of things that we haven't seen before.
I agree.
And it's fun.
It's so fun.
Drag is fun.
Drag is a fucking hoot and a holler.
It truly is. It's just a real treat to just see all this new stuff.
I guess we should move on to the next Queen Elizabeth looks.
Yes. So, this is Queen Elizabeth realness.
Crystal's giving military queen.
I said gay guard look. Also, it reminded me a little bit of Brooklyn Heights' I think her entrance look was a Mountie.
Yes.
But I like it. I'm here for it.
It's fun.
It's a fun... It's a fun look.
It's a fun look, and like the details were sharp.
Sharp.
Because at first
beautiful.
I was like, I don't know. Are they gonna read her for this being boyish?
Mm-hmm. But to me it wasn't super boyish. I thought it was more androgynous.
Yes.
But I thought it was like also softly femme. To be like a guard. Like, I really liked it.
I like this more than her other look.
I agree.
Not that they need to be compared, but that's what I think.
Cheryl. Pink. Said this was the pink one.
This with no handbag that they read her for, which I do agree.
Yes. When I was watching like it, something was missing.
Yes. And I think what's wrong with this is it was neither funny nor glam the house down.
Yes, there was no take on it.
Right.
She just recreated a look and made it slightly more glamorous. Mm-hmm. But that being said, I did not hate it. I just thought it was really, not even basic, just like, here it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it just was not gaggy. It was just cute.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's okay to be like, sorry, everyone else went a little further than you.
Yes. Oh, then
some Ting Wong.
Some Ting Wong.
This, I really think she should have won the episode.
Wow.
This to me was the coolest.
Wow.
And it looked good too.
It looked great on television, which makes me think it looked even better in person.
Uh-huh.
She came out as a Queen Elizabeth stamp, and I truly went, yes.
I went, oh, bitch.
It was a real treat.
And there was a funny joke on the back.
Lick me. Which is perfect because guess what? You gotta lick a stamp unless it's a sticker.
You
know?
Yeah.
You gotta lick that glue.
You ever had someone lick your ass too much?
Yeah, where you're like, move on.
Yep. That's exactly what I'm thinking
of. Move the fuck on.
Move on.
But this was great. The dress went so well with the box.
Yeah.
And I like that it was 3D and not just a cardboard cutout.
I agree. It was a diorama.
It was
awesome.
It was
and
so
like the
cool.
red. It was cool.
Yeah, I really liked it.
She
Something
won the
wrong.
Episode for me.
For me, yeah. She's great.
I just think that was too cool. Blue Hydrangea is a fucking coin.
I said this was cute, but something was off for me, and I'm not sure what it was.
Okay, I think the silver probably should have covered more of her body.
Maybe. I think maybe I wanted her whole body to be the coin.
Mm-hmm.
But then I get that the face is just on the coin. But then make your whole body? I don't know.
The coin bodice was awesome.
I did like that. I don't know. Something was off. But I did think it was great.
I wonder if the coin thing, maybe this should have been more of a fringy bottom. Or, like, was it just the silhouette not as pleasing as
Girl,
it could
I
have been?
I cannot explain to you. Like, I was just watching it going, I think it might have been because we had just saw Something Wrong.
Right.
And I was like, this is,
right.
this was done right.
Right.
This coin for me was.
I was pretty impressed.
Maybe if Something Wrong hadn't just come out.
Yeah,
I would have been like, I love it.
You would have been like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's impressive. And it fit her face to a T.
And I did like that it was so creative.
Very creative. Very cool. Okay, then we have Bugga as her from the 70s.
Which I thought was cute. I just wrote this.
Whatever.
Cute.
I don't care.
Yeah.
She scratches her ass. That was funny when sometimes they're like, oh no. Because it's like there's so such respect for the queen.
Yes.
That sometimes they were like, no, honey, no, mm-hmm. don't do that. Mm-hmm. Not as the queen. That was funny.
Yes. And then the Vivian was an old riding queen. Truly looked like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes.
But I gotta say, her makeup skills are incredible.
Yeah.
Because it was such a different look than the one before.
It was.
I liked it. I get the critiques, but I liked it.
And Michelle thought she had a prosthetic nose on.
Sure did. And she was like, this is just my nose. And Michelle was like, sorry.
Michelle backpedals. I love that they showed all the backpedaling.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And Rue yells at her, Michelle, that's her nose. That was so funny.
They edit a lot of their back and forths out on the American one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Michelle.
Yeah.
Michelle is honestly one of the kindest people. She's so sweet. I think I've said it on the show before, but I did All Stars 3 and then saw her at DragCon a couple months later.
And you were like, is she going to remember me?
I didn't think she was going to remember me. And then she truly arms a stretch was like, Nicole. And I was like, oh my God. And it wasn't even just like a you. I was like, she remembered my name.
Yeah.
And that truly, sometimes they say don't meet your heroes, but I met her. And she got big old titties, or had big old titties. She perfect.
Yeah.
I fucking love her.
Me too. And I love that they love her in the UK.
Yes. So Vinegar Strokes.
Yes.
I really love this yellow look. I love black people in yellow.
I mean, yeah, it's stunning.
And I liked the makeup. And then, what do they call her? Kaftanistan?
Kaftanistan.
What do they say?
It was a gorgeous caftan. I don't know exactly what they're
right. They had a good caftan joke that I can't remember.
Oh, gosh. Who knows? I thought it was great. But I get how he was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but I think for me, I like her, so I'm biased.
Yeah, and she could have been safe if the first look was better.
Yes.
Yeah.
And poor Gothy.
Gothy looked a little bit like undergarmenty.
Yeah.
As opposed to, and she just looked so fucking nervous.
She really did. And yeah, I wish she had just a little bit more stage presence.
Mm-hmm.
Scaredy
is a baby queen.
This sucked.
Ooh.
Not to be an asshole.
No, I had the same thought.
Not to be an asshole, but if you're gonna do the queen as a baby, be a fucking baby.
Yeah, be
like
more
you,
of a baby.
You were not serving me, baby. You were acting like a baby, but then had this like weird look. And I don't want to be like rude, but I don't know. I think if you're gonna be baby queen, you gotta go
more
camp,
and you have to give me some oversized props.
Yes, to
and
show
throw
me
a tantrum
you're a baby
on the floor.
Yes, like Eureka being a baby for one of those challenges, iconic.
If she came on with like an oversized crown,
yes,
that would have been
that
cute.
Would have been really fun.
Yeah,
I think I don't want to say it sucked. I did say it sucked. I think I'm saying it sucked because it wasn't fun.
Well, it had
it was
she
a
had
fun
to
idea.
Type baby queen on her because we didn't
because
know
didn't
what
know.
The hell it was.
Yes, and then Davina DeCampo.
Ooh, I loved
it. I
this.
Really liked it.
Regal Housewives of Britannia.
I thought it was stunning.
And then it opened to into a lingerie look.
Yes.
Which is
queen.
Funny.
Give it to me.
Okay, to me, she's so good, they couldn't put her in the top because they're like, we know this hoe is going
she's
to
gonna
be
go all
here.
The way.
We need to like calm down her edit and not just be
yes.
like out the gate.
Uh-huh.
You're amazing.
Yes.
She was top three, absolutely.
Yes, she was great.
That was fucked up that she didn't get top three in this episode.
Yeah, wait, so top three was?
Okay, so Crystal Blue, Davina, and Scaredy are safe. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else. So Sumting.
Mm-hmm.
Sumting, and then, sorry, who else?
I didn't write this down.
Okay, so Sumting is in the top.
Yes.
Baga is in the top.
Yes, which I thought was a little.
Vivian.
Oh, yes.
Because Vivian wins.
And then the Vivian wins.
Mm-hmm. You were like, why Baga? Baga just won them over with her personality.
Davina DeCampo did better than Baga.
Fully agree.
But then I did like Baga. And then the Vivian, I truly love that she won in flats and in a Mrs. Doubtfire look.
I know.
I like that. I think it sets a nice tone to like
this
little
one.
Things different. We embrace different.
Mm-hmm.
This is great because Rue does usually lean more towards
polish.
A polished fashion queen.
Mm-hmm.
And
a pageant slut with good clothes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I like that someone who was in flats for two looks won.
Yeah.
But I do.
A little agitation,
Sumting
maybe.
Wong, I really think.
I thought she won the episode.
She was funny in her confessionals. Also, she gave us enough, but not too much. I want to see more of her.
Yeah.
Overall, I'm pretty pleased.
Me too. I'm really excited. And if like that this has a dip, they've done a pretty impressive job of making this feel like the Drag Race I know, but also just being like, this is going to be different. This is going to be British.
Yes,
and
yes,
guess
yes.
what? You're not going to get the references. Deal
mm-hmm.
with it. Like, okay.
Deal with it. Go text a friend.
Yeah, text
Phone
a tart.
A friend. Text a tart.
Okay, and then the bottom is, of course,
Gothy,
Vinegar, and Cheryl.
Yes.
Vinegar gets red for having a wrinkled dress. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard them and I saw that, I went, oh!
And then the dress, the caftan length was not great for the shoe.
That's true. A chunky shoe.
A chunky shoe with a caftan is an interesting choice.
Yeah. And then they talk about her tiny roars, which makes me laugh.
Yes.
God, those tiny roars. Okay, we have sort of a mini Untucked in this.
Yes. We see the girls backstage, and then I can't remember who he's talking about Gothy Kendall's lack of an outfit.
Let me see. Gothy's outfit, they say it looks on. It was probably Cheryl. Cheryl's getting a lot of confessional time as an asshole, which means she's going to be an asshole. Davina's feeling uneasy and shocked that she wasn't in the top, which I agree.
Which we all agree.
Vinegar gets emotional about getting so here and then maybe going home the first episode. It's heartbreaking. And then they toast, and Cheryl pulls a very silky ganache move where she's like, no, everyone, say my thing when we toast. That was very silky.
Gotta get your screen time in. So then we have a lip sync of, what was that song?
Dua Lipa.
Doopy Loops?
Doopy Loops.
That's what I call her.
I need to say really quick that Alan Carr made me laugh in his deliberation where he was like, when they were making fun of the tiny roars, and they're like, he just said like the funniest thing where he was like, it felt like it was a girl who went to go get her makeup done during lunch and she came back to work and was like, look at what I look. Wearing girls, he just made me laugh. I can't even do
Alan
the British thing justice.
Really great.
Yeah,
I'm excited for more of him.
Yeah,
and then
we get Graham Norton too.
Oh, we do.
Yes, next week they're kind of going to switch back and forth. It looks like
Carson and
Ross
Matthews,
and the winner gets a Rupeter badge, which is some other BBC reference I don't get. There's a Blue Beater badge. We'll have to text Kirby. I don't get it. Okay, the lip sync.
So Doopy Loops.
Doopy Loops.
One, got a blue deputy. Two,
got a blue. I got no rules. I got a man. Which is a very mid-tempo song.
It is such a mid-tempo song. Mm-hmm. It's hard to dance to. I don't like it when it comes on in the club. Not that I have anything against Doopy Loops.
No.
And one day I will learn what her actual name is. Today's not the day.
I think I just said it to you.
Don't you dare say it again. I want to call her Doopy Loops forever.
Doop Loop.
And she. I get her confused with Camaro Kabubu.
Yes. Camilla Cabello.
Don't you dare.
I'm so sorry.
Camaro Kabubu.
Kabubu. Caribou Coffee.
I don't know. I just love calling people the wrong name.
It's funny.
It's funny.
Gothy.
Poor Gothy.
Oh, honey. She looks like a newborn deer with tendonitis.
Truly.
My God.
She was... just so scared to move.
Looked like she was possessed by an electrified spirit.
Yeah, and then I also was like, stop putting the camera on her. This is sad.
I know.
This bummed me out. And I liked her so much in her Meet the
Queens. I like her.
I liked her entrance. Who knows? Maybe
it'll be a, you think they'll do a comeback challenge?
I don't know. But Vinegar Strokes, really, she said it. She was like, welcome to the Vinegar Strokes show.
Yeah.
And she truly put on a show.
She did put on a good show.
She at first was like, you know, a little slow, but I was like, oh, because we have reveals. Mm-hmm. So then she pulls off her wig to another
the
tiny
sparkles.
Wig. And then we had some sparkles.
That.
I really liked it.
I did, but that last wig she's wearing.
Yeah.
I'm going to say is the ugliest wig that's ever been on RuPaul's Drag Race period.com.
I mean,
period.
It was a wig with no part. There was no scalp to it.
I've seen brooms that are smoother. Like, and I'm not reading her, but it was a cool reveal, but that little biscuit on her head.
The little biscuit.
I was like, oh my God.
But here's the thing. I could see that biscuit looking sickening on a different look.
Like
weird fucking industrial looking look or like a Raggedy Ann look.
Yes.
But it was very funny that the reveal was that wig. I was like, this is a funny.
It's funny. She did the right thing. She gave enough performance.
Maybe it was for comedy. Maybe it was a funny wig for funniness. For
maybe.
Funny sake.
Maybe.
I didn't mind the wig. I was like, this looks wild and I'm here for it.
I was into it and like she did a better job. She gave me face. She hit the notes. They both could have given more sex. Because this is a sexy song.
Yeah.
This is a sexy song.
Doopy Loops is truly trying to seduce you.
Yes. So, but that was my only little critique. But overall, yeah, the right queen stayed.
Yes.
Gothy said she's the UK's pork chop. Ta-ta. We love
you. She is the UK's pork chop. We need to bring pork chop back.
Oh, my God. The most, she deserves such a redemption. It's crazy.
Yes.
The other thing I have to say was Rue's hairline is not digitally blended on this.
Oh, it's not?
No.
We had a hard head hairline?
I was shocked. Like, it looks great, but it's not digitally smoothed out like it is on the American series.
Oh, interesting.
You go back and see, it just looks like a very smooth hairline, but it is not digitally blurred like it is on the American one. And I wonder if that's going to change. I wonder if RuPaul right now is going, excuse me. Fix this shit.
Maybe.
If it's not going to be.
I didn't even clock that. You were in your TV.
I was in it. I just noticed it because I always notice the blur and it's like, it looks so cool. Like it's not necessary, but I do notice it. And this one, it was not a blur. It was just a very sharp, clean line.
Oh, okay.
That was interesting to me. Tell me if you saw that. This was amazing. Next week, we're going to talk Downton Draggy.
Downton Draggy.
That's the challenge next
and
week.
And I've never seen Downton Abbey, so get ready for me to not know a single thing that's happening.
I've seen two episodes, and I was like, I get it.
I mean, it's quiet rich people and maids.
Yes, it's a British soap opera of the early 1900s.
My friend Alice Weatherland went and saw the Downton Abbey movie, which I didn't know was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
She went in cosplay as a Downton Abbey character.
Oh, how funny.
And then she was like, to get my picture next to the poster, I had to wait for a full theater of people to walk past me not in costume. And it made me laugh so hard. Just little Alice Weatherland, just like waiting. People staring at her. She's like, I just want this picture. It made me laugh really hard.
Oh, that's so fun. Well, guys, let us know what you thought.
Yeah, let us know what we got wrong.
Uh-huh.
I'm open for criticism.
That's
specifically
right.
About this and not other things in my life.
Oh, yes. Please. And if you give us 5 stars, you can say whatever you want.
Say whatever the heck you want.
We'll read a really quick 5-star review from our listeners right now. We so appreciate you listening.
Yes, we do.
You make our lives. So here we go. Actually, this is a really funny one. This one is from Miss Karina. And the title is Your Fans Are Truly Wild. It's a 5-star review. The funniest part about this podcast is reading the reviews. Everyone is so angry. Half of them hate Mono. The other half are begging for Nicole. Actually, this is funny. Either way, it's a fine podcast. Now, I'm not sure if she meant fine or fine.
Fine.
Well, either way, you gave us 5 stars,
yes,
so you get
you
a shout
listening.
Out.
Wait, people hate you?
Oh, yeah, girl.
Why?
I don't know. It's the same thing. Like, who? Like you've said, people are mad at you on Reddit. And it's like, why?
I do complain about how people are mad at me on Reddit. But someone brought it to my attention that there's a Nicole Byer appreciation post on Reddit.
Yeah.
Because I talked about how people are mean to me on Reddit.
Yeah.
So whoever's doing that, thank you.
To quote Tatiana, look, I don't have time for the people who hate me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm too busy loving the people who love me.
Yes. And I love everybody who loves me.
Okay.
Oh.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Toot-a-loo.
Bloody tart in the Avenue Coronation Street, ye governor.
Oh, yeah. You gonna go to Essex and slag off with some strumpets? Wait, what are they called?
Trollops.
Bye-bye. Still about to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.